Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdy. This week brings elections, and the market usually has a fairly predictable response around this event. Although historically, the year leading up to the presidential election is muted, the elections where the presidency is not up for grabs can mean if the GOP places more seats and gains the upper hand, the market generally looks favorable upon such an outcome. This is assumed to occur because it is thought to mean less taxation from the redcoats and therefore more spending for both consumers and businesses to grow the economy. A Democratic advantage after the elections can roil markets because the exact opposite is assumed, meaning higher taxes and therefore less spending money in the pockets of consumers and businesses. These are assumptions, however, and it's difficult to correlate past performance and predict any future results, as we all know and have heard in the popular disclaimer. Investopedia did a study to take a look at what markets have done after elections, measuring the Dow at the start of October for a fall election, and then again at the end of March the next year. In 2016, Donald Trump was elected president and also enjoyed a Congress controlled by his Republican Party. Before the election, the Dow was around 18,250. It then climbed about 10% to over 20,000 by the end of March 2017. Conversely, they looked at 2008, when Democrat Barack Obama was elected president and also had the support of a Congress controlled by the Democrats. In early October 2008, the Dow was around 10,800, but by the end of March 2009, the same measuring period they had done before, it had fallen 26% to below 8,000. Before jumping to conclusions, however, President Clinton's second term in office saw the Dow around 5,900 in early October before the election and climbed over 7,000 by mid-March the following year. But that occurred, so says Investopedia, only after Republicans took control of the Congress. There are plenty of caveats and conditions around assuming anything where elections and markets are concerned, and you can see the study at investopedia.com called Election and Stock Market Results. Publication number 6822056. Strangely enough, the market may like gridlock the best. When the presidency and Congress are controlled by different parties, Investopedia suggests a favorable reaction on Wall Street. Apparently, when in gridlock, due to opposing party control of the presidency and Congress, investors may think little will get done when it comes to passing new regulations and taxes, and that makes for the best market of all. Many would argue the market's reaction to political gridlock supports the idea that the less regulation, the better, at least as far as the direction of stocks following an election is concerned. That said, no one can forecast market direction at any time, and past performance never guarantees future results. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for another edition of Money Matters. This newscast expresses the opinion of myself and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdy.